We want to start in Matthew, and we want to talk about Jesus' authority. This has been burning on my soul, and I feel like this is a good time. I feel like I'm very inspired of God. We want to talk about his authority and the authority that Christ gives us. And in divine healing and everything in our life, we have to have faith and have confidence and have belief. I want to start reading in Matthew in the 8th chapter, in the 5th verse, and it says, "And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented, and Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And then it goes on to say in the 13th verse, And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way. And as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Now in this lesson, it teaches us that all Jesus did was speak the word. He wasn't even there. He didn't go to the servant because this man had such great faith. And he said, I am a man of authority. And we know a person in authority has power over another and has power to tell them, servants or whatever, to do this and that, and they do it. So he knew what authority meant, and he knew that Jesus had great authority. And I want to encourage us this morning to know that Jesus is in great authority. We know that God is the great I am, and Jesus, God gave him authority. He's a son of God, and he gave us authority. And I want to encourage us this morning sometimes to realize it's not us, but we're saying in the name of Jesus we pray. And God works. And he gives us that authority because we're his children. And sometimes I really think that we need to exercise more the authority we have. We need to speak blessings on our lives. We say too many things negative. We say too many things sometimes doubting and fears and unbelief. We need to have authority in Jesus Christ. We need to know that we can say things in the name of Jesus and it will happen. Now, I just testified to some not long ago, but it was just recently where, years ago I've told the story when I was a child, how I prayed and there was 12 warts that was on my hands. They disappeared overnight. Well, it came back to my mind when I got this spot on the side of my forehead and it was kind of brown and then it looked kind of the same for quite a long time. And you know how you kind of watch that. And then it started getting a bumpy and a bump. Started kind of swelling up a little bit. Then I got concerned. But the Lord told me, it just seemed like he inspired me. Now, I have prayer at the altar many times, but I was at home and the Lord just said, anoint yourself and pray. And just rebuke that, just like you did about those warts. In the name of Jesus, believe that it's going to fade away. And so I anointed it with oil. And I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I believe this is going to fade away and it's going to disappear. And right now, it's completely gone. But the Lord allowed that to happen in my life to show me, and many other times I can testify during the message, that the Lord does work. He works in different ways, I know. But a lot of times, we need to exercise faith and authority over things. We need to speak things. We need not to be always so fearful and so scared. What did Peter do when he was walking on the water? You know, he was walking on the water like Jesus. He said, I want to come to you. He was quite a disciple, wasn't he? And he jumped out of the boat. I want to come to you, Jesus. And he was coming to Jesus. But what happened was when he began to look around and was fearful and had doubts and got afraid, what happened? He began to sink. You know, dear ones, it's just human for us to doubt. There's times I've doubted. I've had fears. I've had to exercise everything I could to muster up faith in God and ask God to help me. It's a human thing, but we must resist that human thing. We must resist that, and we must have faith in God. You know, we must repeat it. Lord, I will believe before I see it. I will believe you that you're going to help us. I think sometimes it's easier for us to believe that someone will be saved from sin than it is to believe that the Lord will heal somebody. You think that? We have to sometimes have more faith when we see a giant in healing. Oh my, we see this. But we all have such confidence that the Lord will save sinners. We pray, we call altar call, and we know if they come down to pray and they're really sorry and they repent and they shed tears or whatever, but they're really sincere and they ask Jesus to forgive them. We've worked at the altar with many people. We have faith and confidence that the Lord will forgive sins. And the Lord said, it is not any harder for me to forgive sins than to say, rise up and walk. So, but we have to believe in the authority. It said, when you come to God, you must believe that he is what? A rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This many times we can say this to someone at the altar. He's your rewarder. If you're seeking him diligently, he will reward you. You know, and we must believe that. So this is the main text I have here about this scripture. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about what that means, how this man had so much faith. He said, I'm a man of authority. You're a man of authority. So you just speak the word and my servant will be healed. He said, and Jesus said, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Dear ones, we are Israel. We're spiritual Israel. We need to have faith in God. We need to believe that the Lord is going to help us out. Many times, people here in this audience, God has healed them many times. And the Lord has healed me many times. So we know that God is working with us. We know that God is helping us. And I thank the Lord for that. Over here in Matthew 9 and 6, it says here, but that, I want to read just a little bit above that. And it says in the second verse, and behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it's easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go into thine house. And he rose and departed to his house. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. You know, the Lord, he gave us some power. It's not that we just serve the Lord because we want all this power, but it's because the Lord has saved us from sin and he's commissioned us to trust in him because he has something greater than the world can give us. When we're sick and we need help, we are a child of God. We are a child of the King, and we can ask for special favors because of that. And the Lord is wanting to help us of our problems, not only healing of our body, but many things that we need help in. The Lord wants to heal. He has authority to do everything that you need. He has authority over your life. He has authority over everything. He can work everything out, every problem, every situation. There's nothing too big for God. There's not a mountain in your life that God can't conquer. God is able to do exceeding above anything you could ask or think. There's nothing that the enemy can throw in your life that the Lord can't give you victory over. Yeah, sometimes it may look big. It may look hard. But dear ones, you just believe in God. Have faith in God, and he will work it out. He will do exceeding above anything we could ask or think. I want to encourage us this morning that we're serving a God of authority. He has authority over our lives. He created us, and he has authority in our problems of life. He can help us. Over in Matthew 26, we want to read here, you know, when the Lord, and when he died on the cross, we may look at it like, Jesus died on the cross, and people might look like, you know, that looks like they had authority over him. They just put him on the cross, and they killed him in such a horrible death. But you know, Jesus gave his life. It wasn't that those men had power. He allowed them to have power. They could have had no power at all unless it was given them from above. He gave his life for us. We want to remember that. Those men didn't have power over him. Only God allowed him to have power. And it says here, and you know, when Peter was trying to help him out, and Peter struck a servant at the high priest and smote off his ear, Jesus said unto him, put up again thy sword unto his place, for all that they take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it may be? In other words, you know, I looked up legion one time. A legion is 6,000. 6,000. So if you times that by 12, that's 72,000 angels plus. It says, I could have gave you more than 72,000 angels. You're going to give me what, 100,000 angels? I don't know, but it's a lot. It's a big number that the Lord could have called angels to deliver him. He gave his life for us. They didn't have power over him. Oh, I thank the Lord that the Lord, you know, Pilate, he thought he had power, but he said, oh, no, you don't have any power except the Father gave you that power. And I just thank the Lord that the Lord gave us the power. He has all power. St. John 4, I want to read a little bit here. In the 46th verse, it says here, Jesus came again unto Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, sir, come down ere my child die. Jesus saith unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. Then he inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth, and himself believed in his whole house. So here is another second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea unto Galilee. So you know, Jesus just spoke the word, thy son liveth. And the son was alive. The son was healed at home. So you see what a miracle again that was. In St. John 11, we know the story about Lazarus. Would you ever think about the power of Lazarus? How the Lord, he was dead. And how God gave him that power. He healed. God had power to say, come forth. And he came forth. That's what's going to happen to us someday. The Lord is going to resurrect us. We're going to reunite with our spirit, our soul, and we're going to resurrect. You believe that? It said our bodies will be changed in a twinkling of an eye. So all this power, we're thinking, oh, this is such great power. I can't do this. God can do this. God is the power. He has the power. We're just human beings. We're just, without Jesus, we're nothing. But with Jesus' power, do you know the power to live free from sin is very powerful. You believe that? Very powerful. If you've been living free from sin for 30, 40 years or 44, 5, 10 years, 5 years, it's power. It's the power of God that saved us from sin. Sin is a powerful, wicked, awful thing. The devil has people chained. If you look around you in the world, you can see people that are chained and sin and drugs and abuse and all this wickedness you see all around you. And did you know? If you're living free from sin, it's because Jesus gave you the power. He gave you that power. He's authority over the devil. He said he'll give us power over all the enemy. That's a lot of power. But that's the power of living a holy life. It's not a strange fire. It's not something strange. But it's a power to live a holy life. That's what the Lord gave us. St. John 11 and 32, it says here, then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should have not have died? Jesus therefore again groaning himself cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. He that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. What a miracle. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. And he came forth right out of that. He had been dead. He had been bound. He had been dead 4 days. And the Lord said, come forth. What power, what authority that Jesus has in our lives, dear ones. Remember this. He has authority to help us. He has authority for us to conquer. We sing those songs, more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror through my Lord. Jesus has that kind of conquering power to give you and I. And there's nothing too hard for him. I don't know your situations this morning, but Jesus does. He knows what you need. But you know what? He can supply that every need. He can help you. Anything it is, the Lord can help you because he has the authority. I don't have the authority. Only I have the authority that Jesus gave me. I have that authority to pray for the sick. And the Lord said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. S-H-A-L-L. Shall. Shall recover. But the word and the spirit must work together. There's different things that we must do. And we must believe. I'm sorry, I dropped some. And we must have faith and we must not doubt. Now, I remember Jerry's grandmother taught me often about, this was one of her favorite scriptures. Did I not say, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God. Jerry's grandmother taught me as soon as I was saved in Michigan, she taught me to have faith in God. That was one of her main things. You know, honey, have faith in God. You know, and she would teach me. I was 18 years old when I got saved, and Grandma was my spiritual tutor, and she taught me to have faith. This was her favorite scripture. And she's told me the miracles that happened in her life. One miracle was she was in a car accident and broke her arm really bad, and she went to get it set at the hospital. And there would have been nothing wrong to get her arm set. But they wanted to go a step further and said that it was needful that she would have an operation and put a plate in her arm. There, Grandma, she just felt like she couldn't go that far with it. And she said, well, I'm sorry, just wrap up my arm. I'm going to go home. And she began to pray, and she suffered for a while. But one night, she had a dream. And she dreamed she was testifying at service, and she was waving her arm around. It was healed. And it was not soon after that the Lord completely healed her arm completely. And she would do that. I don't know if some of you remember, but she would stand up and testify, and she would wave her arm around that her arm was completely healed by the power of God, by the authority of Jesus. It was divinely healed. See, healing is we can just get better, get over our cold. Our body will help us in a certain point. You know, we have an immune system, and if you're a natural, healthy person, you can just get over a cold, or you can get over the flu. But, you know, there's sometimes when God divinely steps in and heals us. There's a difference. He divinely done something for her that was not natural to do. And it really wasn't natural for this to disappear off my head. But God did it. And it's not natural sometimes for things to happen, but the Lord did it. I remember when we were in our car accident and my blood count had went so low from losing so much blood in the car accident where I was hit in the temple. And I remember the doctor saying that night, we were brought into the hospital from the car accident, a drunk man had hit us. And he looked, this was back in the 80s, early 80s, and he looked at me, and I couldn't even see him. I don't think I was just so sick. But I remember him saying to, I had broken ribs and everything, you know. But the blood was just coming out of my temple. I'm not trying to be gory or anything, but it was the fact that I could feel the blood coming out, and it wasn't stopping. And I heard him say, oh, this has to stop so we can sew her head up. And he just, you know, I could hear him talking, and the nurses. And so I began to pray. I was weak, but I could pray inside. And I was praying to the Lord, and I was praying. I might have been praying out loud. I don't know. I just was praying. I said, Lord, you could stop this blood. Stop it. Please, God. You know, it's really, when you get in a place like that, when you're weak, and you're vulnerable, I mean, you're at their mercy, and you don't, you know, you don't know what to do. You don't have any saints around yet. You're just there. But you know that Jesus was there. He had the authority to stop that blood. And he stopped it, praise God. And right after that, they said, oh, I don't know, they didn't say thank the Lord, but it's, oh, they said the blood has stopped. And then he began to sew my head, and I'm thankful for that doctor that helped me out there. You know, I mean, we got to realize that sometimes they do help us. But you know, there's someone that has more authority than they do, that's Jesus. I could have died that night if it hadn't been the, you know how many people, if you get hit hard in the temple, you know what he said to me? I could hear him, he says, he's a girl. He said, you just almost left us tonight. He said, it almost went into your skull. And the Lord spared my life. I was a child of the Lord, and the Lord had mercy on me. I remember I didn't have much time to pray, but I remember as the car, I could see it coming. I'm sure in my heart, I think I did say, oh, God, help or something. You know, I didn't have much time. But I saw the car coming at us. I knew we were going to go in a crash. And I just thank the Lord that he spared all of our family. But you know, God is a God of authority. But Grandma would tell me the scripture many times. Did I not say unto you that if thou wouldst believe, thou should see the glory of God? I remember another time Grandma was working with me. I had a terrible headache for 36 hours. I'll say approximate because I remember at that time I counted it. Never left. It was horrible headache. It was before one of the children were born. And I think that my blood pressure was probably really high. And I had studied a lot of health books, and I studied in there that that was a warning sign. You need to get to the hospital. You need to get to a doctor. And, of course, I didn't want to do that. And I was struggling. And I was struggling with fears and doubts and unbelief. And I remember I got a hot water bottle, and I put that on my head. That didn't help. So then I tried cold rags. That didn't help. And I'm not saying we can't do these things. I do these things. But the thing was, I was fearful. I was downing. I couldn't get anywhere. But when Grandma says, honey, why don't you just get up and thank the Lord for your healing? I said, well, I'm in pain. And she said, yes, thank the Lord for your healing while you're in pain. And so we were in the living room singing some songs out of our Eating Light song books. And this Grandma and I and Jerry, I believe, was there that day. And so I got up, and I was very young, and I didn't know too much about how the Lord worked in healing. But I listened to Grandma. I had so much confidence in her. She was a real saint of God. And so I stood up, and I thanked the Lord for healing me. At first, I was still hurting really bad. But I just kept praising God. I said, Lord, I believe you're going to heal me. I believe you're going to take my headache away. And I praise you for it, Lord. And I just wouldn't give up. I kept doing it. And finally, it felt like I couldn't see the angels, but it felt like the Spirit of God just came over my body. I could feel the presence of God. And the headache, it was gone. Never did come back. It was gone. And so I kept praising the Lord, and so Grandma wasn't sure. And she said, is it really gone? I said, yes, it's really gone. And the Lord did that. So say I not unto you today that if thou wouldst believe, thou should see the glory of God. God has all authority. He has authority. Praise God. He has authority to give to us. St. John 19, we want to read over here a little bit. 19 and 7 through 11. I wanted to mention that about Pilate. The Jews answered him, we have a law, and by our law he ought to die because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid. And went again unto the judgment hall and saith unto Jesus, Whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then saith Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee? And I have power to release thee? And you dare? He's pretty well saying, You dare not speak to me? When I have such power over you, I've got power to kill you. In other words, I've got power to have you crucified, or I've got power to release you. And you dare not speak to me? Well, what did Jesus say to him? This was Pilate. Jesus said to him, Jesus answered, Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. And then Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. But we won't go on with it. But what we wanted to get a hold of was Pilate did not have the power over Jesus. Jesus, the Father from above, God gave Pilate the power. Jesus freely gave his life for us. Man did not just take it away. It happened that way, but Jesus gave his life for us. He has all power. Praise God. We want to read in Acts 1 and 8. It says here, Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Well, we're not in those areas right now. But you know what? We're in Guthrie. Or we might be in Missouri when we go home, or Mexico, or wherever we go. But you know, the Lord can give us power to be a witness in those areas. Wherever we live, we can be a witness for Jesus. The power of the Holy Ghost, just think about that. We teach two works of grace, we teach two cleansings, and we want to emphasize that after we're saved, we need to go on and get sanctified and be cleansed and receive the Holy Ghost. And it's for a power to live a holy life. And it's for the Holy Spirit is a great comforter. The Holy Spirit has different, attributes. The Holy Spirit comes to us to cleanse us from the carnal nature. The Holy Spirit gives us power to keep living a holy life, to not go back into sin and backslide. As long as we want to live for the Lord, the Holy Spirit will give us that power. The Holy Spirit will give us a comfort when we need it. How many of us that need a song in the night or a scripture? The Holy Spirit, how many times the Holy Spirit has not talked to you and gave you the scripture or song just when you needed it? The Holy Spirit is so precious, so sweet. The Holy Spirit gives the gifts in the church. The talents, the gifts are given through the Holy Spirit. So this is why it's so important for us to go on to the second work of grace, so we can consecrate to the Lord. The Lord would give us a gift. The Lord wants to give gifts to his people. And you know, the Lord, we need the Holy Spirit. We want to read over here in Acts 3 about Peter and John. It says, Peter and John went up together into the temple, the hour of prayer being the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they had laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. What a sad sight. This lame man begging. And who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. I'm sure maybe Peter and John didn't have a lot of money, but they had something greater than that. They had something, they had a power to give him that he needed more than money. And it says here, I love this story because it's so wonderful. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. What a power! What authority! could and the Lord could work with you like that with somebody, wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't it be wonderful? But the Lord has done that for us many times. One of my my granddaughters, and I'll just mention her name. She's here this morning. But Haley, when she was younger, she had a problem, and she was healed right here at Guthrie during one of our meetings. Where she had tomato sauce or tomato paste, anything like that would make her break out in a rash, anything with tomatoes. And she was sitting in here, and she, it was maybe, I don't know how old she was, maybe 8 or 9, but I noticed she wasn't going in to eat lunch. And I said, honey, why aren't you going? And she said, well, because they have, everything has the red sauce and everything, I cannot eat it. I'll break out, and she would suffer so bad with it. And so I asked the ministers to come around, lay hands on, this had been going on quite a while, on Haley. I said, pray that the Lord will heal her so she can go eat. And they prayed that the Lord would heal her so she can go eat. Saints, she went and ate that day and never had the problem again. I want to testify that God has authority. Praise God. And many things that we can testify about how the Lord has healed us. One time years ago in Michigan, I was suffering. I was after one of my children was born. I'll be discreet. But I was hemorrhaging, and 2.5 hours, I needed a miracle. And I was at home, and I needed instant miracle. And I want to testify that I had read in Brother Susek's book before this, how a woman was in a certain place, a little different than mine, but she was in a hard place during childbirth, and the Lord instantly healed her. And during this time, the Lord brought, and how they prayed, they commanded her in the name of Jesus to be healed. And see, Grandma was a little bit soft-spoken woman. And when I told her, she knew the story. And I said, Grandma, I need help. And you've got to, God just told me, pray just like they prayed for that woman in Brother Susay's book. And she says, just like that? Command it? And I said, yes, command it in the name of Jesus for me to be healed. And she laid hands on me and she says, in the name of Jesus, we command Marcia to be made well and healed. I'll say the exact thing. But the Lord instantly healed me when she commanded that in the name of Jesus. And she was a little bit backward about it at first. But I said, no, pray just like that. And God told me he healed me. He healed me instantly, saints. Instantly he came and healed me. And the Lord, you know, we're a little backward about doing that sometimes. But I want to encourage us this morning. That's, if the Lord inspires you that way, don't be that way. Have authority, because it's not that we're trying to be bold or boastful. It's because Jesus commissioned us to have authority in his name. Peter and John said, such as I have, give I thee. They were touched with this man. He was crippled. He was begging for money. Haven't you seen people on the side of the road like you're touched with their infirmity? And we saw a man not very long ago, Rhonda and I, and we up there in Edmond, and sometimes you don't know if they're just, you know, just pretending or they're really, but this poor man, my heart just went out to him because he was selling some mistletoe. And she said, well, at least he's selling something, Mom. I said, yeah, let's give him some money. So we gave him some money, and I just only had so much money on me, and I give it to him. I said, I don't know if that's enough. He goes, well, I don't know. I kind of like, you like to have more, you know. So I said, I tell you what, I'll get some change. I'll get you some more. So I went and I brought him back some more. We finally found him because they made him go away. It was kind of sad. He was in the parking lot at Chick-fil-A, and they made him go away. But we circled around. We found him. We gave him some more money. And he said, he hollered at his friend. He goes, they came back and gave me more money. But anyway, you know, but they were touched. But what I want to say today was Peter and John was touched with this man. They were touched, and they said, we don't have money for you. But they said, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he was healed. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Isn't that wonderful that the Lord can give us authority? Praise God. We know the Lord can do that. Acts 4 and 10 says, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We want to think about that authority. There is none other name. Listen to this scripture again. Neither is there salvation in any other. There is no salvation in any other but Jesus Christ. There's no other God. There's no other idol. There's no other way to get to heaven. It's only through Jesus. It says here right in the Bible, and I believe it. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Oh, how we love Jesus. You know, because it says in the seventh verse, by what power or by what name have he done this? They had done it in the name of Jesus. Dear ones, we want to encourage you this morning that there is power in the name of Jesus. When you claim your healing, and you know sometimes when we get prayed for, you don't have to stop here at the altar. When you go home, you resist the enemy. You pray for yourself. There's a scripture that says you can pray for yourself. And so we're supposed to get prayed for. Ministers are supposed to pray for you, but you can pray for yourself. And you can be have faith. And say things like, in the name of Jesus, I was prayed for and I'm going to believe you're going to heal me. I believe, and if you're doing all that you know, and there's no sin in your life, there's nothing you need to make right, you're living for the Lord, you're pleasing the Lord, you can claim those scriptures and you can believe. God has all authority in heaven and earth. He is a powerful God. One of these days we're going to meet him. One of these days our life is going to be over here. But dear ones, it's going to be wonderful to see Jesus and see the angels and see heaven. And it will be worth it all. Everything in this world, it will be worth it all being faithful to God. You know, we want to be faithful, don't we? We want to live for the Lord all the days of our life and be faithful to him. So don't be afraid to trust in the Lord. He is the great I am. He's the God of authority. Oh, praise God. Oh, I just thank the Lord today for his wonderful power. Philippians 2:7 says, Jesus, and in the fifth verse it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name. Oh, we sing the songs. Sing about Jesus who died for me. Sing, oh dear ones, there is so much power in Jesus' name. I don't know or understand it all, but I know it's true. There is power in the name of Jesus. When you pray that way, there is authority, there's power, and we need to use that power. We need to, you know, I was thinking about, you know, I like little lights around the house. Sometimes I have these little lights and I like to plug them in, and I like them at different places in my house. And, you know, I was thinking about that light. And I was thinking, you know, if I had that light and I don't plug it into the electric socket because it's not battery operated, it doesn't do me any good. But that's what I say, that we have power, that we can be with Jesus in this. In the name of Jesus, you can give us power. Oh, I praise God today that we live free from sin, that we have power over the enemy. It's not because we're something, but it's because Jesus saved us from sin. He cleansed our inner being. He gave us the Holy Spirit. He causes us to triumph over all the power of the enemy. This is the authority that Jesus Christ has this morning, and he gives it to us to use, dear ones. We can use it. We do not have to be discouraged or bow down or hurt or anything. Even if our human wants to be that way sometimes, we can rebuke it and we can go forward. We can ask the Lord to help us to be more than a conqueror through Jesus' name. Oh, praise his holy name this morning. He has authority. Jesus has authority and he gives it to us. The Lord gave me a little song for the children's meeting. It says, I have authority. Jesus gave it to me. I have authority. Jesus gave it to me. It says, I do not have to sin. I can always win. And they love that part about win. I said, I want you to say win loud. You know, I can always win. They just love to do that. And I said, and say, Jesus loud in me. And they said, I Jesus gave it to me. I can always win. You know, and there's sometimes just a few little verses like that will stick with them. But dear ones, that's the truth. I have authority because Jesus gave it to me. It's not me, but it's through his name. He gave us the victory over sin this morning. Praise God for that. I'm so glad. Aren't you glad that you have victory over sin? Aren't you glad that you're one of the saints? Do you think you're just, you weren't made just a saint without God? God did it. He saved your soul. He gave you, he caused you to triumph. He caused you to stay encouraged. He caused you to go forward. He caused you to be what he wants you to be. He is exalted. Jesus. Jesus gave us authority to be saints of God. Oh, yes, he did. And we don't have to do any of those things in the world. We don't have to bow down to any things of the world. We can be holy. We can be godly. We can be healed by God. We can be triumphant until our time to go to heaven. Yes, we can. We can do it. Oh, I praise the Lord this morning for salvation. There's no salvation in any other but the name of Jesus. You don't tell me about any other way. Any other way is false. Only Jesus. He is the only one that can save our soul. And he's the one that died for us. And it says here, look, it says, he made himself of no reputation, but he took upon him a form of a servant. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Do we believe that this morning? Do we believe that every knee was going to bow one of these days? Everyone shall bow. Every tongue's going to confess that Jesus is the Son of God. That's going to happen. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. It says, up things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Dear ones, this is what we have to do. We have to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We have to keep saved and keep encouraged and keep pressing on and keep going on. And one of the ways that we can do this is to know that we're serving a God of authority and that he gives us authority over the things that the enemy tries to come along and discourage or tempt us or whatever. He said, I was in temptation in all points like as you are, yet without sin. Jesus, he came down here to understand us. And it says he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. We do not have to give in to any of it. Praise God. We don't give in to it. We can be holy, pure, godly people for God. Oh, thank the Lord today. Every knee shall bow. And over here, I want to read in Psalms 91. This is one of my favorite scriptures that I've used. You know, God has authority. I'm just truthfully telling you, I can't remember a time that I've used a scripture that it didn't work. And this is the scripture in Psalms 91. I want to read a little bit above that. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise and pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid by the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. This thought about this truth shall be thy shield and buckler. It says, ever lift up the shield of faith. Dear ones, there's something about truth and holiness and godliness and all these things that gives us authority. We do not feel that authority unless we live holy and godly and righteous and we're careful about our lives. That's what brings authority. We have it because we live holy and godly and true and faithful and holy and everything. We do that and we have authority in Jesus' name to pray. And we pray. And it says here, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Dear ones, this is a scripture I have used many times when I went in to pray, even for people that were really sick that could be contagious or something like that. I prayed no plague. I've prayed for people that had the flu so bad and so high with fevers and everything else. And I said, Lord, I'm going there in the name of Jesus. I pray that no plague would come nigh my dwelling. I never have got sick. Never have from praying for people. You know, the Lord has power, but you must use your authority. Use your scriptures. Claim your scriptures. Believe in God. Believe that he will work. Believe he will answer prayer. You know, it says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. You know, remember back in the Israelites, they didn't have diseases, and all those things did not come upon them when they walked right, when they lived right, when they was holy. And I'm not saying saints don't get sick as we do. I've got sick. But there's some connection, dear one, that God can bless his people. He can heal us of all diseases. He can heal us of everything if we'll be obedient. And you know, the Lord has even dealt with me. And I know I'm not saying I'm perfect in it, but sometimes the way we eat and drink, we cause ourselves to be sick. But dear ones, if we'll just listen to the Lord better and ask the Lord to help us to be able to control ourselves and ask the Lord to help us not to give in to wrong things. And there's so many things that we can eat that's not very good for us, that's not healthy. But dear ones, God said your body's a temple of the Holy Ghost. You're to take care of it. You're to sleep enough. Dear ones, we're living in a world where people are not getting their sleep. And they said, statistics are saying they're so busy with work and fun and play or whatever they're doing. They're just giving into the appetites of the flesh that they're not sleeping enough. And this is Divine Healing Day. And I believe this goes along with everything. We need to take care of ourselves. We need to sleep. We need to try to get enough sleep. We need to try to eat and drink right. We need to do the best we can. And then we can boldly come to God and say, Lord, I've tried. I need your help. Please take care of me. But I don't believe the Lord wants us to push ourselves beyond what we can do. Oh, the Lord wants us to realize we have a heart that beats. We have a heart that beats day and night. We are human beings. We can only do so much. And sometimes we just need to rest. But the Lord knows. But dear ones, this morning, I just want to encourage you that God has authority to give you. And you can claim his name in the name of Jesus. He will help us. He will help us this morning. I don't know what problem it is, but I know that God has healed you many times. Many of you here, and you know what I'm talking about. He's a wonderful God, Sister Marie. Oh, praise God. He's a wonderful Savior. Jesus, my Savior, he's wonderful. We want to testify this morning that he has authority. Amen. Over every problem you have, every sickness you have, whatever your problem is, we're just going to commit it all to the Lord now. The Lord has been inspiring me with this thought for quite a while now. But I just wanted to encourage you this morning that in the name of Jesus, use your authority. Use it. Pray to the Lord. Live right. Live holy. Live godly. and expect the Lord to do miracles for you. The Lord loves you. He loves you. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be fulfilled in this life. He wants you to have everything. The only thing he keeps from us is sin, things that are bad for us. But he doesn't care if you have happiness. He wants you to have happiness. He wants you to prosper in your body and in your health. Pray for me.